Hi, this is Tony from Eco Cover Magazine. I'm speaking to Michelle Jennings, the CEO of Sunlump Group Risk. Michelle, thank you very much for talking to us.
You're most welcome. Thank you for the invitation.
Great. Interesting topic, because I received the article that you wrote about partnerships between insurers and brokers. And maybe just start off with, from a Sunlump perspective, the importance of strong partnerships between insurers and brokers. If you can tell us a little bit of how you see it.
Certainly. So I'm in a business called Sunlump Group Risk, and we have a very much intermediated relationship, or an intermediated business, where intermediaries are the foundation of our relationship with our clients. So we deal with the intermediaries who represent ourselves and our clients on a daily basis. I don't think we've got very many direct clients, or we have a handful only of direct clients, but generally we rely extensively on the intermediaries to help us to conduct business. And this is these are partnerships that go back many years. We've got many of our brokers that we genuinely have partnerships with, where we engage and we work closely together to make sure that we deliver on the client's expectations together, collectively we do it.
So you talk about communication quite a lot, and the importance of communication. So what is the relevance of that in relation to the partnership?
So because we deal in group business, we don't engage directly with individual members, or typically in the past, we have not engaged directly with the individual members. And we've relied on the intermediaries and employers to do the communication between the insurer and to the ultimate members. So the communication that I'm referring to is about the details of the policy, the cover types, all those very specific insurance-related information, all that insurance information that the members would be needing in order to make financial decisions. So because we rely extensively on the employer or the broker to do that communication, in the past we've just, you know, shared that information with the broker and then trusted that they would then share it with the employer, who would then share it with the member. That has not changed because of PPRs, and the requirement is that the insurer communicates directly with the end member. But I just can't see that that's going to be practical, and so we are going to have to work very closely with the brokers to ensure not only that they do this communication to the end members, but that they also give us feedback about the communication that has actually been done.
Mm-hmm. So in terms of this partnership, you spoke about the fact that Sunlump Reality and Loyalty Program fits in nicely into this. So how does that benefit the broker in terms of the Sunlump Reality relationship?
So we're finding at the moment that the brokers are facing a bit of reluctance from the end members and employers to provide contact information to the insurer. So the purpose of that contact information is, one side of it is just to address the communication so that the insurer can communicate directly with the members, but also it's a regulatory requirement. The regulator has required that we get this information. And because of the resistance that the brokers are faced with when they're trying to get their employers to provide us with this information, we thought, well, how can we help them to have a compelling offering that would make it easier for them to say, well, someone is collecting information, and the reason they're doing it is because it's regulation, because it enables communication, but also because it will give your members something. There's something in it for the members this time around. Because we know that members don't just want to give important information like that contact details over to anybody.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that would make it easier for them as a point of reference or a starting point for a discussion.
Absolutely. So I don't see the brokers are not specifically involved with the Reality offering, but it certainly is a much better enhanced value proposition than what we had before in our value-added services. So it makes it a lot easier for the conversation to happen, to say there is a lot more value in providing contact details than just assuming that it's going into the black hole at an insurance company for them to do anything with it.
Yes, that makes a lot of sense. And then turning this up in terms of PPR, and you spoke about the shift with the broker and the insurance industry. Can you expand a little bit on that?
Sure. So the PPRs have been in effect for more than a year already, but there are certain rules that are coming into effect with effect from the 1st of January 2020. And the most important of those being that the insurers are going to have to collect member contact information and communicate directly with members regarding any changes to their policy or policy conditions. And as I've mentioned in the past, we would rely on the fact that the brokers through their brokerage appointment would have been doing all of that communication. But the regulations are also specifically and explicitly stating that the insurer remains responsible. And we therefore assume that in order to prove that we've done the necessary work that we needed to do, and we would need to collect evidence of all of the communication that is done. So in the past, where there was just a fuss, you know, the information was handed over to the brokers. This partnership is now evolving to the point where we say it's more than just the insurer trusting. We have to work together to make sure that it's delivered, that it's appropriately heard, and then that we collect the evidence that the members are fully aware of all that communication that went to them. So it's actually quite a big shift away from just, you know, this trust relationship where we send stuff out via email and assume that it got to the end members.
Okay, and that makes sense why you're saying that the strong partnership is so important, because both sides, yourself, the client, and the broker, rely on each other in terms of making sure that these communications actually happen the way that they should.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think it's untested at this stage to see how the brokers are going to be able to cope with this additional burden of now providing all of this evidence of communication back to the insurers as well. And so they're going to need us to help to make that burden a lot lighter. And things like reality and things like our communication programs that we're having to build internally, the brokers are going to have to rely on those just to help to facilitate the process as well. So really, I see the whole process being a lot more integrated than what it's been in the past.
Brilliant. That sounds great. Michelle, thank you so much for those insights. It was lovely to talk to you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the time.